Welcome to the Abundant Life Church Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Sergio Meza. For more information about Abundant Life Church, please visit www.abundantlifechurch.org.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. First of all, I wanna say thanks. Thank you for all the support that you are giving the Spanish ministry. We really appreciate that. This last Sunday, it was very exciting to see a new couple come and join us in the service. It was little by little, we're seeing the growth of this ministry. And I believe that God has a good purpose for the Spanish community. And I thank you, all of you, for all your support. I wanna begin this series with facing loss, and I wanna begin with a small testimony about myself. When I was 11 years old, I lost my father to a car accident. He was out at Christmas Eve with his friends, three or four of his friends, and I don't know the details, but I think obviously they were drinking and somehow they went over a bridge down in Milwaukee and they fell into the river and they end up drowning. But that happened when I was 11 years old, and it was very hard for my family, my mom, especially because she had 10 children. Yeah, she had 10 children, and the oldest ones, they were only 16 and 17. And my mom, she had to work very hard, yes, to provide for all of us. And at the time, I remember my oldest brother, my two oldest brothers, they had to work too very hard, yes, to help out. And it was definitely a really low point in our lives. But something good, I think that's what the series is about. And as Brother Kylie was saying, sometimes God works his best in our lowest points. And I don't know about you, but I have heard of so many times when, unfortunately, somebody passes and somebody in the family ends up coming to know the Lord. And as a result of that, many people come to the knowledge of Jesus, and many of them become saved. And I think that's what happened in our lives, in my life personally. When this happened with my father, it went on for a while. But what happened? One of the good things that happened is that my mother's family became very close to us. They were always there to help us out and with anything and everything we needed. And after a while, one of my uncles ended up knowing the Lord. Somebody shared the gospel, the good news, to him and his wife. And that's how they began to this Christian walk. And because of that, he invited me. He invited all his brothers but they all kind of ignore him. They kind of rejected him. They were really bad to him. But when he invited me, thank God, I started going to church with him for a couple of times. And I remember at the time I was in high school at the time, and that's where I met my wife. And after a couple of times of going to the services, I decided to give my life to God, and I thank God for that every day, because that was the best day of my life. And I remember at the time too, when I decided to give my life to Jesus, I asked my wife, because she decided that she wanted to serve the Lord too, and we were just going out, and she decided that she wanted to do the same thing, and I told her, Veronica, if you really don't want to do this, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it because I'm doing it. But obviously, God had already worked in her heart, and she decided to give her life also to the Lord. And I thank God for that. God put us together and made us. God gave us three beautiful children, for the glory of God. They're grown up, believe it or not. But God has been good. God has been really good to us. And I think that's what happened to Joseph when I think I was reading the life of Joseph. I think he was like 10 years old when his mother passed away, Rachel. And because of that, he went through a series of low points in his life where he was betrayed and so many things happened to him. But God uses the low points in our lives, like I said, to do great things in our lives. And in my own personal story, I think it all works for good, and we just gotta trust God. I think God has a good plan for all of us, and He knows the things. He knows all things from the beginning to the end. He knows everything. He can see all things. And for us, it's hard to see the things when we are in our lowest point. We just get blinded by the pain or by many things that come our way and hurt us. We just get blinded from what God really wants to do in our lives. The Bible speaks of a man also. His name was Job, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with that. He is a good example of someone that experienced a lot of pain and a lot of disappointment and losses in his life. If you remember the story of Job, he lost his riches, he lost his family, he lost his health, but he maintained himself faithful to God. And I got a scripture here. The first scripture that I have for you, it's in Job chapter 1, verse 22. It says, "In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing." And I think that's beautiful. A lot of the times, I don't know. I have heard people say, "Oh, I'm mad at God because he did this or he did that," and we try to blame God. But in reality, I don't think it's God's fault. I mean, He is God, and He knows all things. He knows what's best for us, even though we might not see it at the moment. But at the end of the pain and suffering of Job, if we read the end of the story of Job, we see that God blessed him in a great way, and He restored all of the things that he lost during his low point. And that's how God works out. God is not going to take away something and just let us be without, or let us suffer, or let us be in pain. Well, I don't think God is that kind of a God. The Bible says, if you being humans know how to or being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more God? God is God, and I think He loves us more than we can ever love anybody. And so let's just know that He is going to be there for us no matter what happens. As long as we live on this planet, we are going to have a lot of low points in our lives. And they're going to cause us a lot of pain sometimes and a lot of disappointment. But God knows that. And He wants us to continue to trust Him no matter what. The second scripture that I have is found in 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Only God can and will bring us through every loss and every pain. The Bible is full of promises. And those promises, we live on this planet, and we don't see those promises. Some of them we see them fulfilled in our human life. But I think there's so many promises in the Bible that we are gonna get to see them once we make it up there. And I think it's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it once we are up there and enjoying the promises of God. I think He's got so much for us, a whole lot more than we can even imagine. I think God wants to wipe away our tears when we suffer and when we go through pain and through our low points. He wants to be there. But sometimes in the midst of our pain and our sorrow or whatever suffering, we don't allow Him. Sometimes we kind of want to push Him away and we want to take the matters into our own hands. We think that we can fix things in our own way. But in reality, God is always there, ready to wipe away the tears and to say, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right if you can just trust me. One day we're going to get to heaven and we won't have to worry about the things that we worry about on this earth. And I think that's our goal. That's my goal. You know, when I became a Christian, I did it because of the promises that are in the Bible. I'm not a Christian just to be a Christian or just to say, oh, he is a religious person. My goal is for one day to get up there and really receive all those promises that the Bible says, because the Bible says that God is a rewarder of those that serve Him. And that's why I serve Him, because I want to receive what He's got for me. Otherwise I would be wasting my time. Jesus wants us to let go and to continue to walk in the journey with Him, no matter what happens. Yeah, it's hard when we go through the low points. It's hard to keep moving. Sometimes we tend to get stuck in there when the pain is there, when the suffering or whatever. We just kind of, it's hard to keep going. It's hard to keep going. But God wants us to keep going because we are in a journey to where? To heaven. We have to keep going. If we let the pain and the suffering stop us and keep us there or keep us down, we take the risk of dying. And I think that's a dangerous point. If we don't trust God and we think that this is it and there is no way out, I think we are in a lot of danger. We need to get up and to continue to walk the journey that God has set before us. He is leading us away from some things we consider as losses. Sometimes we go through these losses, but He works in our losses to produce the me that He wants. I mean, what happened in my life, I mean, it wasn't fun. It was not good. It wasn't good that I lost my father. And I remember as a child when I lost my father at 11 years old, I remember I used to expect my father to walk in the house for a long time. I didn't want to believe that he was gone. And I remember I used to cry and I used to call him and tell him, hey, come back. I need you. But because of those things that happen in our lives, I think it brings us closer to God. It brings us closer. And I don't know, my uncles, yeah, they became my father figure. But I thank God, I found my father. I found my real father, my heavenly father. And He's been good to me. He's been very good to me. Because there is very few memories I remember about my father, my earthly father, but the things that I remember about God, my heavenly father, are so much more and so much better. and he, I mean, he's always there for me. I want to show you another scripture in Matthew 9:9. It says, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Matthew, at the time, he understood that following Jesus, it was going to cost him his comfortable lifestyle. He knew it was going to cost him his profitable job and also his relationships. Sometimes we have to give up something when God says, come. Come and go. Sometimes we have to be willing to let go some things. And I think there is always better if we follow him. I think when God speaks, it's very powerful. And he spoke. Jesus was God himself on earth, talking to Matthew and saying, come on, follow me. And I think he does that to us all the time too. He says, come on, get up, let's go. And I think he speaks to us in many ways. He can speak to us through the word of God, or he can speak to us through the preacher, or through somebody, anybody. And I think all we have to do is be willing to listen to him, to listen to his voice, and follow him. And no matter what we have to leave behind, it doesn't matter if whatever we think it's good to have, it might not be as good as we think. Because what better can there be than God? I don't think there's anything better. The Bible says that the things on this earth are temporal, and that's what we read in the scripture. Yeah, we have all these things on this earth, but are they going to last forever? I don't think so. They're here now, tomorrow they're not. But the heavenly things, the Bible says that the things that we cannot see, those are eternal. Those are forever. The things that God promises, the things in the Word of God are eternal. It gives us, the Word of God gives us the assurance that he has all things under control. If he speaks to us through whichever way, whatever means, like I said, through the preacher or the word of God or a book or a person or whatever, if we follow him, I think the word of God gives us the assurance to feel the peace in our lives, and to trust him and to walk to follow him. I don't think that God wants us to be sick, without a job and hopeless. I don't think that's the will of God. I think he has a perfect plan for everything that he does. You know, sometimes we may lose our job and we might think that, oh, I lost my job and be all down about it. But who knows? Somebody was telling me last year, because the line of work that I do, sometimes it's not a all year work, and sometimes I get laid off. And somebody was asking me, how is work doing? I said, well, I'm laid off right now. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Because when you get to work, then you're going to wish you were laid off. And he's right. Sometimes we work so much that our bodies can hardly take it. We're so tired. The back is hurting. The knees. My job, I have to be on my knees all day long installing carpet and flooring. And my knees hurt a lot. But we just have to trust God and take every day, one day at a time, and trust him and thank him for it. Thank him for everything. Whatever comes our way, he knows what he's doing. He's got all things under control. Let's read Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." All of us can face our losses with confidence, knowing that God has better things in store for us. Because those are the plans of God. To prosper us, to give us hope, and to give us a future. He's not gonna. His plan is not to see us down there and to step on us. That's not his plan. His plan is to prosper us and to give us a future. And the future is an eternal life, an eternal forever. Our losses can be like stepping stones to greater things. We must keep our focus on Jesus and his heavenly promises no matter what is taken away from us. Let's remember this. We did not bring anything into this world. We didn't bring anything. But we have a lot to gain in Jesus Christ. We have a lot. In the face of disappointments and losses, God wants to give you peace. He promises continual support for your life, particularly when you become weary, depressed, or disillusioned. He's going to be there. He's going to be there. And it can be a hard thing to believe that when we are going through pain or through a trial or whatever. It might be hard, but we just going to have to learn to trust him. Because that's where we're going to be better off that way. Through your trials, God wants to add his highest blessings to your life. And through faith and praise, he can transform your valleys into mountaintop experiences. I'm going to read the last scripture in Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." So we can be at peace, you know, knowing this. All things work together for good to those that love him. Our losses cannot compare with the things God has prepared for us if we can remain faithful. God is good, and with him, we will always be victorious.
Thank you for listening to this Abundant Life Church podcast. We pray it has strengthened your relationship with God and will continue to be a light unto your pathway to heaven. If you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please telephone our ministerial team at 262-965-5177 or email us at info@abundantlifechurch.org.